Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Money Culture by Michael Lewis, performed by Alexander Sendiz. This volume is affectionately dedicated to the woman who taught me that there is more credit in making the right enemies than in making the wrong friends, my mother. The iconoclast proves enough when he proves by his blasphemy that this or that idol is defectively convincing, that at least one visitor to the shrine is left full of doubts. The liberation of the human mind has been best furthered by gay fellows who heaved dead cats into sanctuaries and then went roistering down the highways of the world, proving to all men that doubt, after all, was safe, that the god in the sanctuary was a fraud. One horse laugh is worth 10,000 syllogisms. H.L. Mencken. Introduction. At the beginning of the last decade, there was a kind of moral fad in parts of the United States that spread almost immediately to the capital cities of industrial Europe. The age-old Anglo-European taboo of handling money was shoved offstage by the sheer force of events in the financial world, clearing the way for a new money culture. The change most obviously affected the behavior of the well-to-do, the fortunate offspring of the ancienne noblesse, who would have been expected to enter the quiet professions or perhaps a genteel family business, went into predatory trade. Heirs to old New England fortunes, raised so far from financial reality that they could hardly balance their checkbooks, suddenly wanted to stage hostile raids on America's corporations for the greater glory of Goldman Sachs. Of course, it wasn't only the rich who wanted to experiment with financial terrorism. The rich were just the tracer die in the water. The clearest evidence.